नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण भ्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो we have been discussing from the third verse of next verse instruction utsahan nischayat dairyat tattat karma pravartana sangatyagat sato vritti shaddir bhakti prasidyati. So six items which are favorable for one's progress in Krishna consciousness. So in this we discussed the commentaries by Srila Radharaman Das Goswami, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. So today we will start discussing the commentary by Srila Bhaktirakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj. So first, Utsaha, about Utsaha, Maharaj says, eagerness should always be to serve the wishes of the highest plane of Krishna Bhakti. That is very, very rarely to be found in this mundane world. As Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he mentions, one should be completely not disinterested in performing or unenthusiastic to perform karma jnana yoga. But one should be extremely enthusiastic to perform the limbs of devotional service. So, here, callous or indifferent. Eagerness should always be to serve the wishes of the highest plane of Krishna Bhakti. So, utsaha should be for that. That is very, very rarely to be found in this mundane world. We shall be eager to catch the telegraphic language of the highest plane. Oh, time pe telegraph tha. Cutting edge. We must try to catch that and be subservient to that. So, that should be the nature of our quest and the utilization of our energy. So, our eagerness and utilization of our energy should be for performing the Krishna conscious activities, limbs of Krishna consciousness. How to develop that eagerness? With the contact of the sadhu and with the help of the scriptures, we can try to increase the inner feeling, that inner demand. So the more we come in touch with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, the more we can develop eagerness towards performing the limbs of devotional service. That inner demand can only be satisfied by Krishna consciousness. The source of eagerness is only from a real sadhu. So only a real sadhu can give true eagerness or utsaha to perform the limbs of devotional service. So if we are lacking utsaha, then we should connect sadhus. In today's internet age of all the kalau dosha nide rajan asti eko mahan guna iskan desire tree hai. So whichever you feel inspired, you get connected. So if we are lacking enthusiasm, we will find some interest to hear about the Lord from him. From him means from the sadhu. The proper beginning is there. That is where the proper beginning of enthusiasm. The bhakti school is independent of varnashram or jnana, etc. We cannot expect enthusiasm in our practice of bhakti through these various other limbs. One may not be a wise man. One may not be a very energetic man. One may not be master of opulence and other powers. ఓన్లీ ద మినిమమ్ ఇస్ డిమాండెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిమ్ దట్ హీ హ్యాస్ వెరీ ఆనెస్ట్ హంగర్ అండ్ దట్ ఆనెస్ట్ హంగర్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ సాధు సంగర్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ ద స్మాలెస్ట్ టేస్ట్ ఫర్ ద లార్డ్ శ్రీ రూప గోస్వామి సేస్ ఎస్ స్వల్పాపి రుచిరేవ స్యాద్ భక్తి తత్వావబోధిక యుక్తిస్తు కేవలానైవ యదస్య అప్రతిష్ఠిత భక్తి రసాం సంధు హీ సేస్ ఎస్ స్వల్పాపి రుచిరేవ స్యాద్ ఇతరి స్వల్ప రుచి భక్తి తత్వావబోధిక టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ భక్తి హీ బికమ్స్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ ఫర్ ప్రాక్టీసింగ్ భక్తి He must find some sweetness, some taste in his words, in his affairs, when it is coming from a proper source, through a genuine sadhu, a proper agent. So, when it is coming from a bona fide sadhu, he must have some taste for that. That taste will take him further and gradually into the highest domain. So, utsahaka source is sadhu sangha. లౌల్యం అపి మూల్యమేకలం ద ఓన్లీ ప్యాసేజ్ మనీ ఈజ్ అవర్ సిన్సియర్ ఇన్క్లినేషన్ ద హార్ట్స్ న్యాచురలీ ఫ్లో దట్ ఈస్ ది ప్యాసేజ్ మనీ దట్ ఈస్ ద ప్యాసేజ్ మనీ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఉత్సాహ ఎంతూసియాసం త్రూ సాధు సంగ అవర్ సిన్సియర్ ఆనెస్ట్నెస్ టు గెట్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఓన్లీ ప్రైస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు పే ఇన్ అడ్వాన్స్ No other price but honest desire. It is not to be purchased by any money or anything else which is acquired by so many formal practices and millions of birth. Janma koti sukrutairna labhyate. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kuto api labhyate. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukrutairna labhyate. Yes, this is when Laulyam is taken to be that Lobha, true, but Laulyam can also here refer to Utsaha. That is also very rare. That is also very rare. That Swalpa Ruchi is very rare. Substance is necessary and not form. So, thoda कोई तो आ गया जाओ पूरा खाली है फॉर्म मे बी अडॉप्टेड ओनली एज मच एज इट मे कनेक्ट मी विद द हायर थिंग बट द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इज द सब्सटेंस एंड दैट सब्सटेंस इज रुचि रुचि डस नॉट रेफर टू द स्टेज ऑफ रुचि रुचि रेफर्स टू श्रद्धा हियर एंड श्रद्धा इंडिकेट्स ईगरनेस हंगर సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూటీ దట్ యు పర్సీవ్ అస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ అట్ వన్స్ ట్రై టు జంప్ ఇన్ టు ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ ఐఎమ్ ద ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ ట్రై టు జంప్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆఫ్ సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య బై భక్తి రక్షక్ గివ్ అప్ ఆల్ ఫేసెస్ ఆఫ్ డ్యూటీ దట్ యు పర్సీవ్ అస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బాకీ సర్ జస్ట్ జంప్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ నెక్టర్ I am that ocean of nectar. Try to jump. That is the direct teaching. Our addiction to this or that, to vanaprastha dharma, sannyas dharma or grihastha dharma has a very negligent value. This is the meaning of sarva dharma and parityajya.
Third verse.
Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj ka commentary. But earnest desire that is to be acquired by any means, that is proper. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam janma koti sukrutairna labhyate. The only price to pay is intense eagerness for that is not obtained even after millions of births. That eagerness is shraddha. And that shraddha comes through agyata sadhu sangha. That sadhu sangha which one does not seek but the sadhu seeks that person before one gets that faith and of course after getting that faith, when we are lacking enthusiasm, and enthusiasm is found in sadhu sangha. So janma koti sukratairna labhyate, one cannot attain that intense eagerness anywhere else other than sadhu sangha. And anything krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati, if you want your consciousness to be soaked in krishna bhakti rasa, then eagerness is the only currency, and that eagerness is available only in the association of devotees. Not by your good deeds that you have acquired in your previous innumerable paths, that is not taken into account. Only the recognition of the sincere earnestness within you, the very gist of your ego, they want. That is their demand, and that plane is built up with that material. Very gist of your ego means Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasadas Anadas. And how much eager are you to act on that platform of ego? That is the gist. The most sincere part of the heart, that is the material by which that domain has been created. So search out for the most sincere part of your heart and offer it to Krishna. So he says. Then you can purchase.
Intentions.
Intentions. Alag alag prakar ka hai. It may not be. It may not be completely sincere also. So search out for the most sincere part of the heart and offer it to Krishna. That is, it is eternal, but it is with that substance. Back to home, back to the home of your eternal inner self. Externally, by so many of our demands for the senses, we are being carried forcibly in this direction and that direction, dragging us here and there. We have to find our innermost existence, that is to be a member of Vrindavan. So he is presenting, of course, you may say that this refers to Raganuga sadhana, not necessarily. Even in Vaidhi sadhana, when we say, when we think of back home, back to Godhead, we think of what? Goloka Vrindavan. That does not mean Goloka Vrindavan bol raha hai to Raganuga, aisa nahi hai. So from the beginning only.
आपको दिक्कत सर
क्या
तू बोला अरे बोलो उतना बोला तो आगन
लगोगे वैसा नहीं है सो एंड इन वन सेंस वैसा है भी बिकॉज इवन अवर वैदिक साधना इज एक्चुअली लगानुग साधना Because our Vaidhi sadhana leads us to Goloka Vrindavan. And the sadhana that leads to Goloka Vrindavan is Raganuga sadhana. No, it is called as Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Bhakti and Jata Ruchi Raganuga Bhakti. So, the process that Rupa Goswami has given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, some acharyas call that Vaidhi sadhana as Ajata Ruchi Raganuga sadhana. Because when one reaches the stage of ruchi, beyond nishta, one actually develops that intense greed to follow in the footsteps of Brajavasis. But this Vaidhi sadhana that is prescribed by our acharyas is meant to generate that greed. That greed is generated by our practice of Vaidhi sadhana. Our practice of Vaidhi sadhana, not any Vaidhi sadhana. Therefore, that Vaidhi sadhana is described by some of the acharyas as Ajata Ruchi Raganuga Sadhana.
Ajata means?
उत्पन्न नहीं हुआ, नॉट बॉर्न. बिफोर द स्टेज ऑफ रुचि द रागानुग भक्ति दैट इज प्रैक्टिस इज कॉल्ड एज वैदी भक्ति इन अवर संप्रदाय.
So, lolyam which appears after ruchi or at ruchi is a natural lolyam. Here we are told to act just
here it refers to shraddha.
Utsaha.
The more our shraddha becomes stronger, we develop utsaha. The utsaha increases like that. Ajata ruchi raganuga sadhana.
Jata
ruchi raganuga
sadhana.
So basically the essence of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj's description about utsaha is that if you want utsaha, sadhu sangha is the only way. Find out a sadhu who can give you that utsaha. In his association, you can get inspired. That is the essence of what Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Swami Maharaj has mentioned. Now, we will move on to Nishchaya. Nishchaya means?
Confidence.
Endeavor with confidence. And confidence means? Lack of fear. Lack of fear. Free of doubts. Doubts means fear. So, confidence means no doubts. So, the point that in Bhakti Aloka, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions is that if you want to endeavor with confidence, don't let any lingering doubts for long in your heart. Get it cleared, get it cleared, get it cleared. Jo bhi doubts hai, any doubts which can...
Regarding Bhakti, Bhakta, Bhagavan.
Regarding Bhakti, Bhakta and Bhagavan, get it clarified. So, confidence means Rakshishyati iti Vishwasho. This is Bhakti Rakshishyama types. Expecting the Lord's protection. Our confidence in the Lord's protection. That is a particular stage of Sharanagati. I will have so much confidence that He will protect me from any danger. One may run to protect oneself knowing there is danger, but still he is thinking, my guardian will save me. So one may run to protect oneself knowing there is danger. ऐसा नहीं है कि महाराज ऐसे बोल रहे हैं चलो अभी गोड़िया मठ को आग लगा देता हूं रक्षिष्यति इति विश्वास हो ना. तो महाराज सेज वन मे रन टू प्रोटेक्ट वन सेल्फ नोइंग देयर इज डेंजर बट स्टिल ही इज थिंकिंग माय गार्डियन विल सेव मी हुम डू आई केयर फॉर आई डोंट केयर फॉर एनीवन ही इज माय मास्टर एंड ही इज देयर ऑन माय हेड ही विल प्रोटेक्ट मी. सो दैट थिंग इज देयर. Ultimately, he will protect me. But still, one's endeavor is there. Cheshta. So that cheshta he will do. But still, he depends on the protection of Krishna. Like our Ramesh Babaji Maharaj. Lati leke so rahe the. Ek din Radhanath Maharaj saw him and he asked, hey, why are you sleeping with a stick? He said, arey, maine suna ki ye Mangad na. So, in Mangad, they have seen a tiger roaming around. So, isliye lati leke so raha. Bahar hi so raha. Maharaj asked, arey, lati se hai, tiger ko bhagane wale hai, kya? So, he said, नहीं, this is just to show to Radharani that I want to protect myself for serving you. Yes, she has to protect. So the thing is, here he is telling, even an endeavor for self-protection does not necessarily indicate that person has no trust in Krishna's protection. He is doing his part, but he has full faith in the protection of Krishna. So, one may run to protect oneself knowing there is danger, but still he is thinking, my guardian will save me. Guardian means Rakshak. So, he was called the guardian of devotion, Bhakti Rakshak. He said, my guardian will save me. Whom do I care for? I don't care for anyone. He is my master and he is there on my head. He will protect me. Himrubhu, you wanted to?
There was one story in Adams, like endeavoring and also working on Lord's protection. Like one man drowning, then Lord's boat. He said, no.
But the Lord will come protect.
Lord was protecting to death, that means.
There is no necessity for any apprehension from any quarter at all. Sharanagati reaches to such a zenith. Zenith means kya? Uska opposite kya? What is the opposite of zenith?
Bottom.
Nadir. N-A-D-I-R. Zenith nadir. Zenith means the culmination, topmost point. Nadir means the lowest.
Military terms.
Sharanagati reaches to such a zenith, to such a height, that not only will he save me if I go on in a right way, I shall risk everything for the Lord, and if necessary, he may come to my relief. He will risk everything. Literally, Ramesh Baba was risking his life. He could have gone inside and slept, just sleeping outside. Such audacious aggression is there. This may be found in all stages. That particular mentality is there in the ordinary soldier. He has got confidence in his general. तो मतलब ये रक्षिष्यति इति विश्वासो इज देयर इवन इन मंडेन वर्ल्ड
लेसी
व्हाट इज दैट वर्स फैलिबल सोल्जर्स देहापत्य कलत्रादिषु आत्मसैन्येषु असत्स्वपि तेषां प्रमत्तो निधनं पश्यन्नपि न पश्यति
अग्ने च बहवः शूरा मदर्ति
मदर्ते च कृते दे मे टेक् द रिस्क् आफ् एण्टरिङ्ग् द केम्प् आफ् द एनिमी थिङ्किङ्ग् द जनरल् विल् कम् अण्ड् डेवास्टेट् देम् इट् मे बि फौण्ड् इन् मेनि प्लेसस् इन् मेनि स्टेजस् आफ् लैफ् बट् हियर् that confidence is found not in this world but in the highest quarter. So that is why sometimes when we have our confidence in someone and that someone breaks it or he leaves or something like that, our own self-confidence goes down actually sometimes. But Krishna is not fallible. So this general may not come, or the general may be killed before them also. That is possible. So, but here that confidence is found not in this world, but in the highest quarter. That sort of confidence, that for whom do we care? So much indulgence they enjoy, so much confidence they enjoy, so much faith they have in their protector, that they do not care about anyone or anything. they will even go to catch a snake or a tiger.
Example de rahe dekho patrak shaktidhar maharaj, those who have that confidence in their master. They are daredevils, they will be willing to put their life down like that.
Jiva Goswami Prabhu has discussed that Goptrapve Varana, praying for the Lord's shelter, is the main thing in the whole of Sharanagati. That is the whole gist, the substance, to pray to Him for His shelter. You are my protector. That is the main thing in the whole of Sharanagati, and all others are subsidiary. To maintain the faith that He will save us, He cannot but do this. The question will remain whether I have surrendered totally or not. My ego, has it allowed me to surrender to His holy feet fully, or is it self-deception? The question is there. There is no doubt that if anyone surrenders to Him totally, He will protect him. That is unquestionable. But the question remains here, whether I have successfully surrendered myself to Him or not. Self-analysis, that is the truth. It is his intrinsic nature that at all times His eternal habit is that He will protect whoever comes under the shelter of His protection. Sharanagata Vatsala. Sharanyam. What is that verse? Sharanam Sharanyam. Tato Mukundam Parihatya Kartum. Samashritaye Padaballavam Plavam Mahatpadam Punya Yasho Murare Bhavam Budhir Vatsapadam Param. Sorry. Nahin, not that. Kushta mix ho gaya. Nahin, Devarishi Bhutantar Pushpranam Putranam Nakim Karo Nayam Rini Charajan Sarvatmanaya Sharanam Sharanyam Gato Mukundam Parivrityakartam. It cannot be otherwise. However, the question is only whether I can surrender to Him or not. It is guaranteed that He will protect. But is there guarantee that we will surrender?
Self-analysis, how to analyze?
How much analysis do you have? No, but my answer karunga to unko question pata hona chahiye na. मैं तो माइक नहीं यूज कर रहा हूँ, बताओ ना. सेल्फ एनालिसिस का मतलब क्या है, पूछ रहा है. हाउ डू वी नो इफ यू आर सरेंडर्ड कंप्लीटली? दैट इज अ सिम्पटम. आनुकूल्य से संकल्प और प्रातिकूल्य से वर्जन. दोस लिम्स कम फर्स्ट, अदर्स फॉलो. सो इफ यू आर डूइंग the do's and avoiding the don'ts carefully, then automatically rakshishyati iti vishwaso goptrutve varanam tada, they will follow. So self-analysis means self-analysis of whether I have surrendered completely or not. The symptom is how much I am eager to follow the rules and avoid the prohibitions. It is a symptom. To offer one's own self, to cast one's own self to His custody, and at the same time to go on with the idea that He will surely protect me. The example is given by Bhaktivinod Thakur. The cowboys are welcoming so many risks in their life, backed by the confidence that my friend is there and He will surely protect me. And thus they happily march into the mouth of Agasura. Krishna's intention.
The cowboys are blissful. They are blissful.
Raksha karabi tuhu nischaya jani, paana korobu hama yamuna pani, kaliya doka karabi vinash, shodobi nadi jala badaobi ash. This is Sharanagati. I am confident that you will protect me, so I will drink the waters of Yamuna. Kaliya's venom will be vanquished. You will purify the waters of the Yamuna, and such heroic acts will increase our faith.
So, this is Rakshishyati iti Vishwasu. We will sing some, once we complete this, we will sing some song from Sharanagati which describes this theme of Rakshishyati iti Vishwasu. Which song? Anyone knows? Sarvasva Tomar Charane Sampiya. That is Sharanagati, but that I think is Goptraptve Varna. That is not Rakshishyati iti Vishwasu. Manasa Deho Geho Joki Chumwa. That is Atmanivedam. I don't know. Let's see. In a part of the Yamuna, a serpent was living and his poison contaminated the whole area. But the cowherd friends of Krishna did not care for that. At the bottom of their heart, they were so confident of Krishna's continuous assistance at their back. They were going and rushing towards that poisonous thing and swallowing poison. Oh, Krishna is at our back. Whom do I fear? We don't fear anyone. They are going into the Kaliya Ghat, that poisonous place on the Yamuna, and they are drinking that water and fainting, but without any fear. My friend is there. We do not care for any poison or anything. He will save us. He will protect us. They went ahead to invite danger with that confidence. We don't care for any danger because our support, our friend is there who has got some supernatural power. Then Krishna had to go and again revive them from the poisonous effect. Generally, they are always in a position that they do not want that. You protect me. Generally, they are not always in a precarious position, but that is their mood. Very rarely, as in the case of Govardhan, where the whole locality prayed for protection from Indra, the king of heaven, when this annual worship was closed. They were not actively praying for protection most of the time, even when they went to drink water from the Kaliya Ghat. They were not actively praying for protection. They knew Krishna will protect. The confidence was there. And one very rare occasion is Govardhan Leela, where everyone was actively praying for protection. Indra was very much enraged and he wanted to punish the general section of that ghost group by heavy rain, hail, storm and thunder. Then the whole ghost came and took refuge of Krishna. You protect us from this great destruction. And Krishna managed. Otherwise, they are always fostering this idea that He is there, our protector. We do not care for anything else. We are not afraid of any danger. He is there. He cannot but protect us. That is the idea they maintain. In Sakyaras, that Rakshishyati iti Vishwaso is very, very clear. And at the same time, there is some challenging at the time of play. They challenge Krishna and they believe they can defeat Krishna. But at the same time, this Rakshishyati iti Vishwaso is also there when demons come. They don't go and challenge the demon. They know Krishna will take care. But when wrestling with Krishna, they seriously believe that they can defeat Krishna. This is the contradiction. Contradiction ke liye puch rahe the, contradictory qualities.
So this is the contradiction. You could not do this. I gained over you. You failed. Such homely play. God and his servant appear to be in equal positions on the surface. Sometimes the Lord even holds a lower position. Family life, sweet family life, and the devotees of the higher type see devotion only when the absolute is defeated. That peculiar thing is devotion, that is yoga maya. Devotion means leaving everything and saying that we want devotion only. If we get devotion, the absolute will come to our door. If we get devotion, the absolute will come to our door. Devotion is such. Devotion is all in all. Where is it found that the servant has defeated the master? Kuch Vaikuntha Leela mein hai. But in Krishna Leela it is there. Saka Shuddha Sakye Kare Skande Arohan. Tumi kona bada loka tumi aami sama. So the Gopas are telling, aap kya bahut bada aadmi samajh rahe hain kya kuch ko? We both are equal, now carry me on your shoulders. Skande Arohan.
That is they told me. Pray always. They know that God is going to
protect.
But sometimes they only pray when it goes beyond. So for some of us, how we should?
No, we cannot act like this, like the sakas. But we should cultivate the mode that yes, Krishna will protect. Krishna will protect.
And we should also pray.
We should pray for protection. Otherwise, if we are aspiring for protection, then we are already praying. We might as well pray to Krishna.
Maharaj, in class, we have told that they are all pure devotees. So actually, they have all the siddhis or something which they have. But devotion is my intense. So never try to pure. In one sense, though, because they are so powerful as pure devotees, they can also
they can neutralize Indra.
Defeat and.
मधुमंगल को भागने का जरूरत नहीं है केशी को देख के. मधुमंगल हैज द कैपेसिटी टू डिफीट केशी इजीली.
लड्डू मार के
उसको भगा दे. वैलिड पॉइंट. दैट इज डिवोशन. देयर यू कैन ट्रेस व्हाट इज डिवोशन. अहम भक्त पराधीनो हि अस्वतंत्र इव द्विज. माय एब्सोल्यूटिज्म इज फॉरगॉटन एट दैट टाइम. आई फॉरगेट दैट आई गो एज वन ऑफ देम समटाइम्स. आई अप्रोच देम टू सर्व. कृष्णा सेज कौन सा एपिसोड? अम्बरीश महाराज ध्रुवासा मुनि को महाविष्णु बोलते हैं. That peculiar thing is devotion. It is so high. How will this worldly energy and knowledge cope with it? Devotion means mystique, miracle. Goptruptve Varana is to invite him as our protector, and Rakshishyati iti Vishwaso is to believe that he will surely protect. The first part is to invite him, to pray to him, please protect me, I am your protection, accept me, I am under your protection, please accept me.
At least
comes first. Yeah. And then to maintain the idea that he will surely protect me in all possible danger, he will come. That is Rakshishyati Vishwas. Two parts. Sharanagati is one and the same. But if analyze, then these parts are found there. Sharanagati ek hai, but usme che part agar. Prapanna Jeevanamritam. That's a compilation.
of shlokas. Some he has composed, others are shlokas from different. So that is nishchaya. So we will see if we can find which are the bhajans in which Rakshishati iti Vishwaso is there. If there is a familiar bhajan, we can sing. Okay, Ekona Bujinu Prabhu. This is Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasa Palan, first song. So we'll sing this bhajan. इसको मैं बड़ा करता हूँ, मे बी आई ऑलरेडी हैव इट इन अ पीपीटी, शायद पीपीटी है मेरे पास, चेक करता हूँ, फोन में भी चेक करो, मेरे पास ऑलरेडी नहीं, फोन इसमें नहीं है मेरे पास, ठीक है, जिसके पास फोन में है ले लो. Ekhon Bujinu Prabhu. Ekhon. Songs 16 mein dekho. Songs by books by other Vaishnava Acharyas.
Writing of the past Acharyas.
Shila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mein jao. Shuru karo na.
এখন বুঝিনু প্রভু তোমার চরণ,
এখন বুঝিনু প্রভু তোমার চরণ,
অশোক ভয় মৃত পূর্ণ সর্ব
অশোকরামৃত পূর্ণ সর্বকাল,
সকল ছাড়িয়া তোমার চরণ কমলে,
সকল ছাড়িয়া তোমার চরণ কমলে,
বড়ি আছিয়া মিনা তব পদ তলে,
বড়ি আছিয়া মিনা তব পদ তলে,
তব পাদ পদ্মনাথ রক্ষিবে আমারে,
তব পাদ পদ্মনাথ রক্ষিবে আমারে,
আর রক্ষা কর্তা নাহি হে ভব সংসারে,
আর রক্ষা কর্তা নাহি হে ভব সংসারে,
আমি তব নিত্য দাস জানিনু এ বার,
আমি তব নিত্য দাস জানিনু এ বার,
amar palan bhara ekam tumhara
amar palan bhara ekam tumhara स्वतंत्र जीवाने
दुख दूर गेले हो दुख दूर गेले हो पद वरणे
दुख दूर गेले हो पद वरणे
जे पद लगिया रामा तपस्या करीला
जे पद लगिया रामा तपस्या करीला
जे पद पाइया शिवा शिव तलबिया
पद पाइया शिवा शिव तलबिया
पद लबिया ब्रह्मा कृत
जे पद लबिया ब्रह्मा कृत हो
पद नारद मुनि हृदय धरिला
जे पद नारद मुनि हृदय धरिला
से अभय पद सिर पे धरिला
से अभय पद शिर से धरिया
परमानंद नाचिए पद गुण गाइया
परमानंद नाचिए पद गुण गाइया
संसार विपद हरिते अवश्य उद्धार
संसार विपद हरिते अवश्य उद्धार
भगत विनोद पद करिबे तुम्हार
भक्ति विनोद पद करिबे तुम्हार
एकन बुझिनु प्रभु तुम्हार चरण
एकन बुझिनु प्रभु तुम्हार चरण
Now I have understood, O Lord, that your feet are eternally full of sweet nectar that dispels all sorrow and fear. Surrendering myself and all I possess unto those lotus feet, I have laid myself down submissively under their shelter. Your lotus feet, O Lord, will certainly shelter me. There are no other protectors in this world of birth and death. At last, I know myself to be your eternal servant. Now the burden of my maintenance is exclusively yours. In my life of independence from you, I have experienced nothing but misery. But now, upon accepting those feet of yours, All my miseries have been cast far away. Desiring a place at your lotus feet, the goddess of fortune performed difficult austerities. Only after serving your feet did Lord Shiva attain his Shivatva, or quality of auspiciousness. Yatpada shaucha nisrita sarit pravarodakena tirtena mudnyadikritena shiva shivo bhut. Upon obtaining your feet, Lord Brahma had his desires fulfilled. Your feet are always held by the great sage Narada Muni within his heart. I now hold on my head those very same lotus feet which drive away all fear, while I dance in great ecstasy singing their glories. Your lotus feet will surely deliver Bhakti Vinod from the dangerous perils of this worldly journey. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki. So, ye jo song jo Bhakti Rakshak Sira Swami Maharaj idhar mention kar rahe hain, I think, kya hai wo? What was that? नहीं नहीं वो कौन सा लाइन लिखते हैं ना उसमें वो पावर पॉइंट में देखो हाँ देखो ये देखो ये वर्स थर्ड सॉन्ग है आत्मसमर्पणे गेला अभिमान नाही कोरबो निजर रखा विदान तुआ धन जानी तुहु राको भी नाथ पालय गोदन ज्ञान कोरी तुआ साथ चराओ भी माधव जमुना तीरे बंशी बजाओ तो डाको भी धीरे अगा बका मारतो रखा विदान कोरो भी सदा तुहु गोकुल कान रखा कोरो भी तुहु निश्चय जानी पान कोरबो हामा जमुना पानी कालिया दोका कोरो भी विनाश शोधो भी नदी जल बढ़ाओ भी आश Fearless and confident of your protection, I will drink the waters of Yamuna. The Kaliya serpent's venom poisoned by Yamuna's waters, yet that poison will be vanquished. You will purify the Yamuna and by such heroic deeds enhance our faith. So, like that. Okay. Kaise start hota hai? आत्मसमर्पणे गेला अभिमान सरेंडरिंग माय सोल अंटू यू हैज लिफ्टेड फ्रॉम मी द बर्डन ऑफ फॉल्स प्राइड नो लॉन्गर विल आई ट्राई टू प्रोवाइड फॉर माय ओन सेफ्टी ओके सो वी विल कंटिन्यू विथ धैर्य धैर्य मीन्स व्हाट आर द डिफरेंट definitions of dhairya that we have seen till now.
Not slackening one's practice
despite the results coming, not the results getting delayed. Having firm faith that Bhagavad Bhakti is the only means.
Nishchaya is like the prayer from Bhagavad.
Abhideya.
Endeavoring
with intelligence. That is Utsaha, na? Isn't that Utsaha? Endeavors executed with intelligence and Krishna consciousness is Utsaha. Okay. Dhairya. We should not think that our path will be very smooth. So many troubles may come from outside. In India, when you go out in the streets with the Kirtan party, so many may come and say, you monkeys, Lal Bandar, you red-faced monkeys. These things must come to you from so many directions.
in so many forms of hindrances and opposition. The deep programmers. उनका टाइम में इंडिया में परिस्थिति था. They will try, they will come and try to affect you, to dissuade you from this path. But taror api sahishtuna. The example of a tree is given and that is analyzed. See, ultimately, tolerance or patience comes from knowledge only. In Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, Agama, Apayino, Anityaha, Tam Stitiksha, Subharata. Tolerate Arjuna, understanding the nature of what you are going through. It will come, it will go, and it is not eternal. Just tolerate. So this knowledge is can help us tolerate. But this is not knowledge of bhakti. Necessarily. This is just understanding the nature of this world based on our experience.
Three level tolerance. This is the first level.
Second level kya hai? Tattena kampam sa samikshamana. Third level is Kunti Maharani Vipadasam Dutas Sashu. So, therefore, this is first level of tolerance. See, for any kind of tolerance, you need knowledge. And in that case also, tattenu kampam susamikshamano. Susamikshamano. Ikshamano means to see. Samikshamano means to perfectly see. Susamikshamano means to perfectly and clearly see the hands of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna. So that leads to tolerance. So therefore, hrid vag vapurbir vidadan namaste, with his heart, with his words and with his body, is again and again expressing his gratitude, paying obeisances, because he is seeing Krishna's mercy even through reversals. So that is knowledge. That knowledge leads to tolerance. And here to also understand that at what time what result is delivered by bhakti, at what stage what result is delivered, results are delivered. So in that way we will not have premature expectation of any result from the practice of bhakti. So that is also important. Okay. So that leads, that helps us tolerate our apparent non-progress in Krishna consciousness. So, therefore, knowledge is important to help us develop tolerance. But tarorapi sahishnuna, the example of a tree is given and that is analyzed. If someone does not pour any water, the tree does not say, "Oh, give some water to me." If anyone is coming and disturbing, snatching the leaves, cutting the branches, even cutting the whole thing, the tree is silent. No opposition. We should rather try to see that insults, poverty, punishment, and unfavorable dealings are all coming to purify me. Yasyaham anugrinami harishye tattanam shanai. Tato adhanam tejantyasya swajana dukkha dukkitam. Yesterday we saw the elaborate discussion about this verse, the commentary by Srila Vishnu Chakradhakur, where he elaborately discusses what, you know, the various aspects. Day before yesterday. These things are necessary and with the least punishment I am going to be released. Sorry, no opposition. We should rather try to see that insults, poverty, punishment, and unfavorable dealings are all coming to purify me. these things are necessary and with the least punishment I am going to be released. So it is all there in perspectives. So when Malati Mataji and Shyam Sundar Prabhu approached Prabhupada and they said, Prabhupada, we will be arrested very soon. Prabhupada said, and we will have to go to jail. Prabhupada said, why? Because before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were dealing with drugs. So Prabhupada said, I was also dealing with drugs. I was a pharmacist. And then Prabhupada said, go, they will release you soon. Otherwise, they were expecting some 6 years or something. So they were actually convicted and jailed for 6 years, I think. But then, and then eventually, both of them were released in 6 months or so. So even though they were in jail, they were so grateful actually, because they knew that it was supposed to be 6 years. They got released in 6 months. So that perspective generates gratitude because of their good behavior. So therefore, if we understand that these things are necessary and with the least punishment I am going to be released. Atmakritam vipakam. Krishna will punish me for my own misdeeds, but then the punishment will not be proportional to my misdeed. It will be a very small token punishment. I have become connected with the highest object of life, but what price am I going to pay for that? What price am I going to pay for that?
Maharaj, this is Puna mein the Maharaj. He asked a question. Maharaj, such a big price, it seems 16 rounds and regulated. Maharaj said it is like a multi-billionaire person whose flat is worth like hundreds and crores of rupees. He is giving it for like 1 lakh. And you are saying that it's a costly. It's like what you are saying compared to the price which others have to pay to get. Even till liberation is such a high thing.
If only we knew that what is the
problem is we are beggars. We don't have even that 1 rupee. Pay that at least amass that minimum money.
I am confident that I am going to attain the highest fulfillment of life. But what price is sufficient for that? It is inconceivable. Whatever little demand comes to be exacted from you, with a smiling face, you have to accept that in consideration of your highest goal. Jo bhi aata hai, if only you understood what you are going to get, then you will happily jailing it. If you are really confident and you have faith in your brightest future, then whatever small price nature wants through these miscreants, that must be accepted. So Yamuna Mataji always used to say, my future is bright, Prabhupada said. And I trust my future is bright. And so is yours. So say, my future is bright. I am ready. I know I am going to a better place. She was always ready.
What is the price? But if you know that, what was your past? What were things you have done? If you really reveal to you, you'll fall unconscious. And similarly, what you are going to get it if you come to know now, you'll fall unconscious.
Jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhag.
जिंदा रहो भक्ति में बस. सबमिसिवनेस
जो बचेगा वो जाएगा.
सबमिसिवनेस एंड मॉडेस्टी, दैट इज द लॉ ऑफ महाप्रभु. तृणादपि सुनीचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुन अमानिन अमानदेन. दीज थिंग्स मस्ट बी रिपीटेडली प्रीच्ड. कौन बोल रहे हैं? भक्ति लक्ष्मण सीधा स्वामी महाराज. महाराज जस्ट दैट always any, has there been any class where he has never spoken about Tranadapi Suniche at least once? So Bhakti Rakshak Sir Maharaj says these things must be repeatedly preached. Tranadapi Sunichena means I must not be so rigid that I may not accommodate others. A very practical explanation of humility. Humility means I must not be so rigid that I may not accommodate others. Tarorapi sahishnuna, if someone is aggressive towards me, I shall try to tolerate. And amani, I must never insist on any fame from the environment. Still, I will always be ready to give all honor to others. With this attitude, we should march on our way. This maxim should be given a very broad circulation. The preaching. To become a Vaishnava, we must be deceit free and have discipline of this type, and this comes from none other than Mahaprabhu himself. Once we were told that our Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj was doing Madhukari Bhiksha and was returning to his quarters. The people did not spare him either. The boys were pelting him with some small stones. And he remarked, Krishna, you are cruelly dealing with me. I shall complain to Mother Yashoda about you. That was his outlook. Harmonized. When anything came and he would say, O Krishna, by philosophical calculation, without you nothing can happen. You are with these children and you are disturbing me, and I shall teach you a lesson. I know how to deal with you. In that way he took everything like that. That is our beacon light. To adjust with things that are apparently unfavorable. Of course, we have to adjust according to our level of. We cannot tell Krishna, I will report to Mother Yashoda. A sweet adjustment. A sweet adjustment is there. Don't give any opposition. Still, opposition will come to disturb you, and you must forbear. You will accept them in such a way. We should not create resistance for the environment. If there is some attack, some undesirable things come towards me, I am to forbear that to my utmost patience. I am to silently tolerate. I won't harm. Our attitude should be this. Whatever comes, this is earned by my previous karma. My previous karma has earned such an environment, and it is a necessity to teach me. And whenever my teaching will finish, the environment will change. Like we read day before yesterday from the commentary of Srila Vishnu Jagat Thakur on this verse, Yasyaha Manugrinami, where he says, that what is the difference between the suffering that comes through karma and suffering that comes through Krishna? The suffering that comes through karma is due to the desire of the living entity. But the suffering that comes given by Krishna comes due to the desire of Krishna. And the desire of Krishna
is to teach that devotee some lesson by which he can come closer to Krishna's lotus feet. And that suffering lasts only as long as that the task is accomplished, not beyond that. So, and whenever my teaching will finish, the environment will change. Which means when the environment is not changing, I have not yet completely learnt my lesson. Whatever the circumstance, the environment may be undesirable, but if we are sincere, we must take it with a good motive because the Lord has sent it. That's why Bhishma Dev also tells Yudhishthir Maharaj, Tasmat idam daivatantram vyavasya bharatarishava. Tasyana vihito nata pahi idam prabho, something like that he says. So he says, Tasmat idam daivatantram vyavasya bharatarishava. Therefore, understand, my dear Yudhishthir Maharaj, that this is all plan of the Lord. And you are acting in a way to execute that plan. So, you should be happy that through you, Krishna's plan is getting executed. Whatever the circumstance, the environment may be undesirable. But if you are sincere, we must take it with a good motive because the Lord has sent it. Without his sanction, nothing can happen. Not even a straw can move. I am put in such an unfavorable environment. He is seeing this thing, and as soon as this necessity ends, it will be removed and I shall be placed in another environment. So Krishna's Abhaya Hasta is there and he is doing it. Kabhi Shakkar Pani, Kabhi Kadi Shakkar, Kabhi Neem Ka Juice. But the child does not protest, even though he may not like the neem juice. He knows that he is my benevolent father and he is doing it for my benefit. Tolerate kar leta hai, pee leta hai, bachcha bhi pee leta hai. There is no error in his decision. In the divine decision, there cannot be any error. Krishna does not make mistakes. We have to face all circumstances with such an attitude. That is dhairya. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatmakritam vipakam. Quote kar rahe hain. Ridvag vapurbir vidadan namaste jivetayo muktipade sadaya bhav. Bas jinda raho bhakti. One who lives his life while joyfully seeing everything as your mercy, even as he experiences the adverse conditions arising from his past deeds, and constantly pays respects to you with his mind, body and words, is certain to attain your lotus feet, the object of all devotion. It is our environment, our own past deeds. I must not quarrel with what my own deeds have produced, but I must finish this effect.
The same way Krishna, then why are you telling it's past
deeds? My own past deeds, uske liye token response Krishna is giving.
Putting in a particular environment.
It is necessary for me, and as soon as that necessity will be finished, it will be withdrawn and I will be put in another separate environment. We have to wait for the decision, the divine dispensation. That will be the highest policy. The most sacred, desirable and helpful policy is everywhere. It will increase our faith in the Supreme. The Supreme command of all environments may come now or in the future. This policy of a devotee will be most suitable and helpful. Tattenu kampam susamikshamano. The undesirable things have not come suddenly to punish me, but it is necessarily self-acquired and it will get its fulfillment and then vanish. And then I shall get another chance. But if I avoid this, it may be finished for now. But again it will come to clear my debt. मतलब उससे भागने का प्रयास करेगा तो अभी भागेगा, बाद में आके आपको कौन हाँ पहले से ही पता चल जाता
है उसको ये करेगा तो बाद में अभी
With this attitude, we should face all circumstances, and that will be the best attitude for any progressive devotee. That is about dhairya. कल दोबारा पढ़ेंगे इसको.
Missing strength.
धैर्य के साथ.
हाँ.
धैर्य के साथ पढ़ेंगे.
धैर्य के साथ पढ़ेंगे. आराम से एक और बार.
He will endeavor.
He can endeavor. Oh, देखा ना हमने. He will endeavor with full faith that Krishna will protect.
I remember that time, of course, it was Devang Ratho. He had met with an accident. He had met with several accidents.
Sure.
Now, then, if you think about IIT comes here, what
are the
So he was in the hospital and he was terrible. Many things were happening. Because of the injection. And he was lying like this. So I didn't know what to. What did you speak? No, he said, you go, what did you say? How are you? Okay, I'll put it in. So then he's smiling and saying, I'm just thinking, you know, how Krishna has designed different types of pain. From the left side of my leg, there is one type of pain, which is different from my right side here pain. And there is another type of pain here, which is also a very different type of pain. So, how has Krishna designed all different type of pain?
Pain
इसलिए महाराज ने उनको संन्यास दिया है.